Joy and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Worst Date Wednesday, we're calling it. Who out there has had the worst date in the last month? Anybody here locally between the three of us know anyone who's been on a date? My friend, Amanda's friend, who's been single, who gives me so much conversation for our show,
yeah,
has a new boyfriend that she's been serious with. So that's no fun. I've missed out on her.
Yeah.
And then when you move out to Waxhaw to the suburbs, you know, I'm not around a bunch of single people.
Yeah, it's families.
And everybody's still on their first marriage. So give me 10 more years and I'll have second marriage conversation for you guys.
Dallas and I just had that conversation where, like, at what age will our friends start getting remarried?
It's coming, Loren.
Let's bring in Raina from Greensboro. You are on the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Oh, sorry. She can't hear us, but now she can. Hi, Raina.
Hi, Raina.
Oh, hey.
Hey. So tell us about your worst date.
Okay, so there was this guy I'd liked for a couple years, and I finally had worked up the courage to ask him out. So on the date we went to, we were just walking, and then his girlfriend showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
She was with a group of her little friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. How old is everyone when we're all on our date?
Oh, college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she runs up, and she's like, oh, hey, I was looking for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
She runs up to him? Do they kiss in front of you?
Yes.
They did?
Oh, that's awkward.
And I was just like, is there something you need to tell me?
I mean, did you take the mace out at that point and mace him down?
Did he know it was a date? Because, you know, sometimes boys are clueless.
Yeah. I think he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Raina.
Okay. This is
I could have sworn she sounded like she was in high school and they were talking about first period.
I know. But hey, man, college, the freshman year of college is just like high school.
I guess.
This is Kayla in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Oh, sorry. I'm yelling. Producer Nicole is saying she was 22, that last girl. Okay, Kayla in Charlotte, worst date Wednesday.
Yes. So my worst date was, I actually met this guy online, I think on Tinder or something. No, actually on OkCupid. And we went out to get some Japanese. And when I met him at the location, he had mascara and liquid lipstick on. And so I was like, hey, what's going on with your face?
Right.
And he was like, well, I went to Comic-Con here in Charlotte and in Concord. And he was like, well, I dressed up as a Sailor Moon character. And then so we, later down the line, because people do Comic-Con, that's kind of cool.
He's into cosplay, it sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but then later down the line during dinner, I found out that he was actually a drag queen. And he actually showed me all the pictures to his drag queen outfit that he wore last week, the weekend before. And I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Right. Really? Not your thing.
Because I thought that'd be fun. You two could go shopping.
No.
It's a lot for a first date.
No.
Yeah, it is a lot for a first date. And you wonder why that wasn't, his drag queen name wasn't on his profile on OkCupid.
I agree. Yeah. But the other thing was, when we were eating, he was, eating as if has never eaten a real meal in his life. So his, plate was to his face. And, you're at a hibachi. They're cooking right in front of you. And I was like, yeah. This is not going to work. I can't see you eat like that every day.
We know Roy's drag name is...
I need a biscuit.
What was his drag name, Kayla?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I didn't ask him.
Okay.
Because I was a little petrified about how it was just...
Read a
all
book?
At one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
I didn't ask.
Thanks, Kayla.
I'm surprised. Not surprisingly, but I'm more okay with the whole... drag queen thing than I was the Comic-Con thing.
Me too. Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lauren Show.
I think it would be funny. I think it would be awesome to be married to a drag queen.
I know. Like, all right, sweetie, let's go.
Wow, you're getting married already?
Yeah.
They're just going on a first date.
All right, what's coming up in the dirty, Lauren?
All right, so the stars, they're just like us. I'll tell you what happened to Britney Spears that has happened to all of us.
Mm.
Coming up in the dirty. 10 minutes?
Kiss 95.1.
Backed up before 485 all the way back to Gaston County. Traffic sponsored by the Charlotte Ballet's Nutcracker. The magic of the season comes to life at Charlotte Ballet's Nutcracker this December at the Belk Theater. Gather your friends and family. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
I'm sure Yankee Pete appreciated that.
Dude, he can't hear us.
All right, it's the Wacky Tacky Cackalacky Ugly Sweater Contest at the Carowinds Winterfest this Friday. Me and Maney is going to be out there. Wear your ugliest sweater to Carowinds Winterfest this Friday. Receive admission to the park for only $20. While you're there, register for the Ugly Sweater Contest for a chance to win a four-pack of 2018 gold passes.
I don't know what that means, but that sounds baller status when you show up at Carowinds with the 2018 gold pass.
Yes. So, seriously.
They might give you the keys and be like, feel free to come as you want. We'll be over here.
Make sure you wear the ugly sweater for our Wacky Tacky Cackalacky Ugly Sweater Contest this Friday. I believe it starts at...
we're going to be out there at 5:30.
5:30. There's no time on here, but I think it's 5:30.
Great for the whole family. Even if you don't have an ugly sweater and you don't want to join the contest, come out and hang with us. We'll be out there all night long on Friday till about 7:30 or so. And then we'll walk around, have fun. It's going to be a whole thing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Maney, Roy, and Lorraine.